What sort of, would you ever make kind of a thick, you know, sort of cheese?
Cottage cheese?
Yeah. You might let drip. Yeah,
that's the kind we made.
Yeah.
That's the only kind we ever made was cottage cheese.
Put in the bag and let it drip.
Let your milk clabber, put your milk out and let it clabber.
Mm-hmm. You say, you let it what? Did y'all say, did you ever use that?
Mm-hmm.
Clabber?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all use clabber?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people put sugar and cream on it. Tablespoon.
Now you go to the market now and you buy everything put up in packages and cans.
Yeah.
You don't put anything up or down.
When you were working in the store, I bet that must have been quite a place when you were younger. What? How would things come in? Did y'all sell sugar?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
How would it come packaged?
Get compacted 100 pounds or a bag.
Yeah. What kind of bag?
Just a cloth bag.
Yeah.
You know how crackers would come?
Yeah.
In a big barrel.
Crackers?
Mm-hmm. Get them in a barrel, crack them.
And cheese would come in a round
box.
Just
on the other side of Nashville, on Highway 40, from Nashville on the road to Knoxville.
Yes.
You get about 8 or 10 miles out of Nashville, there's a place out there, a store out there called Cracker Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an old style store.
Everything
in it you can think about in an old store, but it's called a Cracker Barrel. And they've got everything in that old store that you can think about dating back to 60 years ago.
Hmm.
But the name of the place is Cracker Barrel.
Would y'all get feed in the store? Did y'all sell feed?
Feed?
Yeah. How did it come?
Oats in big 5-bushel bags in oats. 160 pounds of the bag.
What kind of bag?
Cotton, just a jute bag.
Toe sacks, is that what we call them?
Mm-hmm, what they call them, toe sacks, jute. We'd get coffee in big bags the same way.
Yeah.
And we'd get molasses in what they call a hogshead.
And a big barrel.
It's a great big oak keg. It'd be at least 4 to 5 feet in diameter, and maybe that tall, 4 or 5 feet tall. It'd take 2 or 3 men to.
And have a faucet on it.
No, it didn't have a faucet on it. We had a molasses pump. Cause I gave our pump to the museum down here.
You did.
Yeah. And that barrel would come to you with a. With a 4-inch boom in one end of it.
That wouldn't be a
molasses hogshead though. Well, you saw ones you saw with a faucet on it.
Yeah.
But these molasses hogsheads would be so big that you couldn't. It'd take 3 or 4 people to roll one of them.
Yeah.
And they'd roll it off a wagon, and roll it in the store, and take a chisel and a hammer and drive that bung out and put that pump in there. And then you turn the crank on that pump and it would draw molasses out. And if you wanted a quart of molasses or a gallon of molasses, that's what you'd get.
I see.
And of course the biggest trouble about it is in that molasses, when you got down to the bottom of it, you'd have nothing but sugar.
Yeah. I know, but that was good rock candy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could eat that rock candy off the bottom.
No, I gave that old molasses pump down near the museum. They've got it in the museum down here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What else came in kegs? Pickles?
Huh?
Pickles and what else came in kegs? Kegs about this big.
What, did you ever see anything made out of maybe a hauled out tree? You know, they called it a gum or a stand? Anything? Nothing ever came with that sort of thing? I seen those.
Now we used to get our cheese in